The 15th annual SIH-SIU Health Policy Institute is coming up next month. We thought we'd talk about that as well as some opportunities available through that program. And we're welcoming this morning Woody Thorne, Diane Goffinette, who are working with the Health Policy Institute. Woody, of course, is with Southern Illinois Healthcare. Diane Goffinette, you work with the Land of Lincoln Legal Services. That's a clinic within the School of Law, correct?
No, actually, we are a not-for-profit corporation that's just available in the community. It's Land of Lincoln and Legal Assistance Foundation.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that clarification. This partnership between SIH and SIU comes up each year, and we talk about this Health Policy Institute. Now, when people maybe out in the community think about a legal medical partnership, their mind may automatically go to things like advanced directives and power of attorney and things like that. What will you be talking about in this session, and how does that partnership work, Woody?
Those are two important issues that may be covered by some of the presenters, but the partnership that has evolved between Land of Lincoln and Southern Illinois Healthcare and other entities within the communities that we serve is one that grew out of a chance meeting between Diane and myself, where we really are identifying, you know, the community's needs and really looking at how we could mutually meet those needs. And at the same time, we were exposed to this best practice that was coming out of Boston about this medical legal partnership. It looked like a very interesting initiative that we could look at for this region. We looked at a small pilot program, and out of that pilot program grew some great results, and we decided then to expand the program, and it's now been something that's been operational since 2002, and it's been a great success in meeting our patients' needs and the larger community's needs.
Diane, what types of topics do you deal with in terms of this partnership between SIH and your office?
We deal with a variety of different topics. We go in and we train case managers and social workers and nurses and doctors to spot legal issues that might be affecting someone's health. For example, a reoccurring asthma patient who just is not getting it any better may be because their home is filled with mold. And if you don't get rid of the mold from the house, no matter what the doctor does, the child is never going to get any better. Or there might be a disability issue, somebody who doesn't have the income. They're low income and they can't get on disability because they just don't have the resources to find an attorney, and we can come in and help with cases like that. Or food stamps, somebody who's unable to have the proper nutritious diet because they just are afraid to, or they haven't begun to navigate the system for how to get on food stamps or benefits.
All of these things are really important for someone to have an advocate, both in the medical community and in the legal community. I assume that's kind of the direction that this partnership goes.
It is, in the sense that within the evolving world of healthcare, we're seeing the delivery of care being oftentimes managed by the physician, but yet being done by a larger team. And in this case, as we look at that team, also involving somebody who can be a very strong advocate in another venue, possibly even being in the court of law, where we can advocate not only for that patient, but also for policy change, we're seeing great benefits to those that we serve.
And again, the Health Policy Institute is coming up this May 17th at the SIU School of Law. You can get more information at law.siu.edu. The Institute really focuses on these medical legal partnerships. And I was really interested with some of the seminars that focus on vulnerable populations and making sure that both the medical and the legal community are kind of speaking the same language when it comes to that. Diane, you highlighted a few of the problems that are seen. Is this something that kind of goes along with the Affordable Care Act, or is there some information that needs to be shared as this gets ready to roll out as well?
Well, I think it can go along with the Affordable Care Act. I think that historically people have seen doctors and lawyers as complete adversaries. You know, even as the national movement for medical legal partnerships have rolled out, people have been like, doctors and lawyers aren't allowed to get along. We don't get along. And this is really a way of bringing two of the strongest professions in the country together to work towards helping those vulnerable populations. Because low-income people have a myriad of legal problems, and this is just another way of addressing ones that not only are legal issues, but also directly affect their health, which is an important issue. And the Affordable Care Act wants to improve people's health, providing health insurance, and it's a way of bringing all that together and helping so that hospitals, as they face the new challenges in the Affordable Care Act, that we can partner with them to help them through that and help the patients.
Is that something similar, Woody, that you think as the Affordable Care Act rolls out, is more information needed, not just for people within the legal and medical community, but in the population as a whole?
Diane's exactly right. For those of us in the healthcare world, the Affordable Care Act offers many opportunities, but it offers many challenges as well. And the challenges are such that we need to broaden the team of those that are helping us to meet our patients' needs. And often where we talk about our vulnerable patients, it's meeting those things that are often called social determinants of their health. And this initiative goes direct to doing that. And that's where this is so strong in terms of the partnership working and alignment with those people that are providing great quality medical care, and we're going to do a much better job of meeting the patient's needs this way.
A lot of people talk about the lack of available care, both in the legal profession and in the medical profession, in an area like this, a very rural and in some cases poverty-stricken area. What gains have you made so far through this partnership, and what are you hoping in the future in terms of serving those communities?
Well, legal aid nationwide is only able to meet approximately 20% of the legal needs of the low-income population. And if you're only able to meet 20% based upon funding and all variety of other reasons, you want to make sure that that 20% is a very valuable 20%. You want to, and that's why our partnership, it doesn't just affect the cases that we do that are referred from SIH. It affects how we look at what cases we should do overall. And we shouldn't just be doing cases that affect one person for one thing, but that can go in and change their health. Because if you change the health status, that's important. And there's nothing more that we can want as a legal aid organization than to have strong medical providers in our community who are receptive to our population and understand our population. And I think our partnership has really helped that tremendously.
Do you see that this maybe also affects policy change, not just within SIH or even in this region, but does this get as far as Springfield or even Washington in terms of making these changes?
Diane has a couple of very specific examples where her work as an advocate has made statewide policy change. And the other thing that we've done is very rigorously evaluated the impact of this, not only to the patient, but also to the broader healthcare community. And so as we've looked at the processes of how this has worked, there's been some very positive demonstrated outcomes. For the patients, there's been around $4 million of medical obligations that have been relieved. That's a substantial number. Around $2 million of Social Security benefits that have been able to be obtained for the patient. And now for the healthcare system, there's been additional reimbursements because of the work in terms of their being able to determine that the patient is eligible for some programs to determine that they have access to care. And so it creates a win-win-win all the way around for not only the patient, but for the broader community and for the healthcare system in general.
As the cliche goes, knowledge is power. The more people know about what's available to them, the more easily they can take advantage of those things.
Mm-hmm. And this is, and it is a nationwide movement. And at the Health Policy Institute, we are bringing in the executive director of the National Center for Medical Legal Partnership and the national medical director as well. So it is definitely a nationwide thing that Southern Illinois happens to be on the cutting edge of, which is very, very exciting.
And again, the Health Policy Institute is coming up May 17th. It's through the SIU School of Law. More information at law.siu.edu. Diane Woody, thanks for coming in this morning.